One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Father Barber in the library of the family home.
It's Letterman Hospital. Wanting to know where they can get hold of Teddy, Dad.
Well, this is supposed to be her day off. She's spending it with Elwood in San Rafael.
Yeah, I know. They looked pretty lovey-dovey when they left here this morning. Maybe they'll end up getting married yet.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. I've been wondering how many of you folks have never tried Alka-Seltzer. You know why I'm wondering that? Well, I'll tell you. I actually met someone the other night who didn't know about the wonderful relief Alka-Seltzer can give from acid indigestion and headaches and the discomfort of colds. So I have to admit, if there's one person who doesn't know about Alka-Seltzer, there may be others. If you are one of these, I just want to say this. You're missing out on mighty fast, mighty effective relief if you don't take Alka-Seltzer when those common ailments I've just mentioned trouble you. Perhaps I'd better mention them again. For fast, effective relief from headache, acid indigestion, the discomfort of a cold, take Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 22, Book 78. Elwood Giddings, the patient and guest at the Barber family home, has recovered enough from his recent illness to be up and about. He and Teddy borrowed Father Barber's car this morning to drive to San Rafael, where Elwood has bought a combination home and dental office. It is evening now, and they still haven't arrived back in San Francisco. Not that Father Barber is worried about that. He is more than pleased that the romance between Teddy and Elwood has been revived. And the longer they are alone together, the better the evidence there is of hope for a marriage. So, after a good dinner, the head of the House of Barber leans back in his chair, content and relaxed, at the dining room table.
Oh, there's the telephone, Clifford.
I'm way ahead of you, Dad. I'm already on my way.
Oh, Clifford.
Yeah?
If it's Elwood, tell him there's no hurry about getting home with the car.
Yeah, okay. Hello? No, she's not in. Well, I don't know. Just a second. I'll see if I can find out. Hey, Dan.
Huh?
You know when Teddy will be home?
Teddy on the phone?
No, it's somebody calling for Teddy.
Yes, I'm coming.
Well, I hope. Hello? Sorry to keep you waiting,
but... Did you say it was Teddy on the phone?
Well, you just hold the line a moment. It's getting a little confused around here. Here, Dad, you take it. It's Letterman Hospital wanting to know how they can get hold of Teddy.
Oh. Hello? Yes, she went to San Rafael and hasn't come home yet. Well, she ought to be here any time now. Huh? I see. Well, you could try calling Dr. Froschauer's office in San Rafael, but I'm sure they must have left there. Froschauer. He's a dentist in San Rafael. Miss Barber went over there with Elwood Giddings, Dr. Giddings. He bought the place from Miss Froschauer. Huh? I'm just trying to explain It isn't complicated to me. All right, I'll have her call you as soon as she comes in. Certainly I have it straight. Head nurse in surgery at Letterman Hospital. Yeah, very well. Goodbye. People ask for information, and when you try to give it to them, they don't want to take the time to listen.
I guess they're busy down there, Dad.
You will expect Teddy to work all the time. Seems to me she gets called back to duty whenever she's supposed to have a day off.
Yeah, it's rugged, all right. I guess nurses get used to that.
Well, she and Elwood have had the day together, at any rate.
They look pretty lovey-dovey when they left here this morning. Maybe they'll end up by getting married yet.
Elwood's illness may have brought Teddy to her senses.
Women are sure funny people. Here Teddy turns the poor guy down cold and something happens to him and she's all for him again. Is that the maternal instinct or what? I can't figure it out. He may not have been wise to get out of bed so soon. If he gets too frisky, she might lose interest in him again.
Elwood's not the type to lie around. He wants to get his practice started. He'll make good over there in San Rafael. You mark my word.
Probably will, all right. Town that size just about Elwood's speed.
Why, he'd make good anywhere. He's not afraid to work. There's your answer to that. Yes. I pride myself. I saw through the surface with Elwood from the very beginning and appreciated his true worth. Yes, sir. The rest of the family is fine.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Yes, how are you, my boy?
You've got a piece of cake there almost as big as you are.
Yeah. Sure is good, too. Just came through the kitchen. Mom gave it to me.
What's the matter? Isn't Betty feeding anymore?
Oh, sure. We haven't been having any desserts lately, though. I don't know what's got into Betty, whether she's trying to diet or what. When I asked her, she clammed up and acted a little hurt. When she gets in that mood, I know the only thing to do is to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, and then come over here and let Mom feed you.
Is that bad?
As a matter of fact, it looks so good, I think I'll go out and get a piece for myself.
You just had your dinner, Clifford.
So did Jack, and I'm figuring he is.
Acts like an adolescent at times. Jack, did you say that Betty was dieting? What kind of nonsense is that?
Oh, she may not be, Dad. Probably just a phase. I don't know. Betty gets funny streaks sometimes.
Huh? You're not having trouble over there, are you?
No, everything's fine.
Everything's all right at the office?
Oh, sure. Working me to death, but that's the way to get ahead in a law firm, they tell me. Maybe when I'm 50, Judge Hunter will make me a partner. Be so far in debt by then, it won't do any good. Hey, strike that from the record, Dad. Sounds like I was trying to make a touch, and I'm not, honest.
Well, don't want you to be running short.
No, we're doing fine, really. Of course, when the kids have to go in for all this orthodontia that Elwood told us was forthcoming, I may have to yell for help.
Elwood was telling me that their bites were not good.
Their bite may not be good, but the little rascals sure can eat. Wow, what a grocery bill we have. Maybe that's why Betty's cutting down. Never thought of that.
Hey, Dad, Jack, come on out here.
Well, they're all excited about something. What is it, Cliff?
Come on out in the kitchen. Surprise for you. Hurry up now, hurry up.
Huh? You said there was a surprise in the kitchen. Well, let's go see what it is. You coming, Dad? Hey, what's all excitement about, Cliff?
Now, wait. Don't go in the kitchen yet. Wait till Dad gets here. Come on, Dad. You're holding up the party.
Yes, I suppose your mother has turned out a batch of lemon tarts or something equally exciting.
Oh, you think so, huh? Now, you stay right there. Is it okay, Mom?
Yes, Clifford.
Very well, gentlemen. You may now enter the kitchen.
Hey, what goes on here anyway?
Tomfoolery.
Now, don't start grumbling, Henry. We've got a surprise for you.
Show it to us and be done with it.
Oh, he thinks we're kidding.
Well, after this build-up, it better be good, is all I can say.
Quiet. Now, will you step out of the breakfast room, please?
Okay.
Huh? Oh, Teddy and Elwood got home.
Some surprise.
Jack, be quiet. Clifford wants to make an announcement.
I feel a little silly, don't you, Elwood?
Yeah, a little
silly. Now, quiet. Now then, Mr. Barber Sr. and Mr. Jack Barber, may I have the honor and the pleasure of introducing you to Mr. and Mrs. Elwood Ginnings.
Huh?
What? It's true, Henry.
Yes, Father Barber. Elwood and I were married less than an hour ago over Marin County.
No, wonderful. Oh, my dear, I can't tell you how happy I am. Come here, let me kiss you.
Oh, yes, Father Barber.
Yes, my little Teddy, married. I wish you all the happiness in the world, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
And Elwood, come here, my boy. Let me shake your hand.
Well, thank you, Father Barber.
Yes. Welcome to our family, Elwood. Nothing could make me happier than this. I've been hoping for it. In fact, I prayed that it would come about.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Gee, it's wonderful, Teddy.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Cliff was right. You sure had a surprise for us out here, all right. Elwood, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Thank you.
Elwood's got a smile on his face an inch and a half thick.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy, all right.
Tell us all about it. How did you happen to do it today and where and by whom and all the rest of it?
Well, we...
One at a time, please.
I'm very excited and I don't blame you.
You tell him, Teddy.
Well, there is much to tell, really. After we left Dr. Froschauer's place...
Oh, say, that reminds me.
Don't interrupt it.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Teddy.
What were you going to say, Cliff?
Nothing. I'll tell you later. After you left Dr. Froschauer's place, then what?
Well, we were driving along the road and Elwood saw a Justice of the Peace sign and he stopped the car and said, let's go in and get married, Teddy. So I said, all right, and well, we did.
I've been carrying our license around ever since we got it, just in case an opportunity like this popped up. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, I'm going to scoot out the back way here and carry the news to Betty. Boy, will her eyes bug out.
Oh, I wish we could wait to see her, Jack, but we just stopped by long enough to get some clothes together, so we'd be leaving pretty quick. Tell her I'll see her soon, though. Give her my love.
You betcha.
That goes for me, too, Jack.
Okay, Elwood. Lots of happiness to you both.
Thank you.
Good night, Jack.
Good night.
Well, let's not stay out here in the kitchen. Come on, Teddy. I'll go up with you and get your things together.
Swell, Mother Barber.
Where are you going? Is it a secret?
No, I don't suppose so. You see, I call
hey,
up...
Hey, just a second. I hate to inject a sour note at this point, but you got a phone call from the hospital, Daddy. They wanted you to call back as soon as you came in. Who was it, Dad, the head nurse in surgery?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Does she have to bother with that now?
Well, I'd better, Mother Barber. After all, I'm still in the Army, even if I am married. I'll only be a minute, Elwood.
All right, Teddy.
You don't suppose they're going to ask Teddy to come down to that hospital now, do you?
Gosh, that'd be terrible.
Oh, they must have a heart. They wouldn't ask a gal to give up a honeymoon just to come down and go to work.
Of course, Teddy's specialty is surgery, so if they were calling, it may be something important.
Or maybe they've already got somebody else by this time.
Yes, we're probably worrying over nothing. Elwood, you started to tell us where you two were going. George, I still can't quite believe that Elwood and Teddy are married. Eh?
Didn't Teddy look sweet?
Oh, come on now, Mom. You say that to all the brides.
I do no such thing.
Never mind, Fanny. Elwood's trying to tell us about his plans.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elwood. Tell us.
Well, the only thing we really got planned is tonight. I called the Mark Hopkins right after we were married and reserved the bridal suite, so... Well, that's where we're going tonight, anyway. Gee, I'm so darn excited, it wouldn't make any difference to me where we were. But I thought... Oh, did you get the hospital, Teddy?
Yes, Elwood.
Gosh, what is it? You look as if you had bad news.
Oh, I have.
Huh?
Well, they need me down there desperately. I've got to go, Elwood.
Oh.
I'm terribly sorry, but I have no choice.
Well, didn't they understand that you've just been married?
Well, I didn't tell them, Father Barber.
Huh?
Huh? What's that?
I couldn't write then. I will when I get down there. They've just brought in an emergency plane with some badly wounded boys from Korea. They'll need surgery tonight. If I can help them live, I'd never forgive myself that I used my marriage as an excuse not to be there. I hope you understand, Elwood.
Oh, yes, Teddy. You go ahead. I like a good soldier. I'll call the hotel and cancel that bridal suite for tonight.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Say, I know this little scene will sound familiar to you mothers.
You don't have to be afraid, Janie. This isn't going to hurt. This is Bactine. And it's going to make your poor little scraped knee feel a lot better. There. Now see? Bactine didn't burn nor sting, did it?
Of course not. Bactine is gentle. Yet it has amazing germ-fighting power, friends. That's why it's the ideal family antiseptic. Yes, you'll want to try Bactine. And once you do, we know you'll depend on it. Get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist and read the direction sheet. You'll be amazed at its many, many household uses. Bactine is not only a powerful antiseptic, it is also a disinfectant. For example, Bactine is a most effective sanitizer for sickroom utensils and to purify and cleanse your hands when you've been helping in the sickroom. These are but a few of Bactine's many uses. We're sure you'll find a bottle of Bactine the handiest bottle in the house, and we'd like for you to discover what a wonderful product this is. So get a bottle right away, won't you? If Bactine doesn't prove to be the finest household antiseptic and all-around germicide you've ever used, send the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and double the full purchase price will be refunded to you. That's Bactine. Bactine. Here's the family again.
Oh, poor Elwood.
Huh? Poor Elwood?
What good's a marriage if you can't have a honeymoon?
Postponed for one night, that's all.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh?
I'll lay odds that honeymoon never comes off.
Mothers, don't forget, you owe it to yourself to try Bactine, spelled Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When the children complain of cuts, scratches, scraped knees, or elbows, help prevent infection with Bactine. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic, yet gentle. Bactine does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin or clothing, has a clean, fresh odor. There is nothing exactly like Bactine. Discover its many family and household uses right away. Ask your druggist for Bactine, Bactine, today. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 23, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.